Questions asked. And we read Shastra, especially Puranas, because there's different types of Shastra. When you say Shastra, it means Puranas or Upanishads. So Upanishads are not, are eternal. The Shrutis and Upanishads are eternal. So there's no place, it doesn't matter. Like when you read Vedanta Sutra, which is a summary of all the Upanishads, doesn't talk about any place or any people. It just talks about tattva, principles. Dreams, this happens, so it doesn't matter, that's absolute, unchangeable, eternal truth. That's the Shabda Brahman. But when you talk about Puranas, Nithyas, it's like Ramayana, is this on? Yeah. Ramayana, Nithyas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, then you're talking about, you have to consider Kalidesa Patra. Because many, so you have to separate, so what that means is that you have to consider when the Shastra was spoken, who it was spoken to, that refers to the Puranas, Puranas and histories, because it was spoken to particular people at a particular time and place. So that Sudhirayana was making a point that the time and place has changed and the people have changed. People used to follow Varnashram Dharma, now nobody follows Varnashram Dharma. Brahmins used to do Garbhadhan Samskara to create a child, now they do nothing. You know, there's no samskaras. So you talk about Varnashram Dharma and it doesn't make any sense because no one's following it. It begins with impregnating the wife with the you know, the seed of a child. And they're not doing that according to yogi or puja or shastra. So it doesn't bring the shastras into the question, what is the validity of the absolute truth? Because the principles in Puranas tell the principles of the Upanishads and the four Vedas, but with stories. And the stories that surround the principles on top of it are how to adjust them according to time, place, and circumstance. So you can't, because you read the Puranas like Bhagavad Purana, kings have many wives, 100 wives is that. So you say, well, Bhagavatam says kings have 100 wives, so what's wrong, I have 2 or 3. I keep one in Raghun, I go on holiday to Raghun. I keep one in restaurant and restaurant. You know, so you can't do that because it's against the law. It's monogamy, one man, one wife. So that, you have to understand the principle according to application, according to time, place, and circumstance. But the idea of the Atma and Bhagavan, the truth, and the reality of Prakriti and Karmatava, Prakriti Tava, Jivatava, Bhagavatava, and Kalatava is always the same everywhere. These are unchanging eternal truths. So this you have to separate the eternal principle, eternal truth, from the relative consideration of historical reference. And when you talk about historical reference, then you talk about Kalidesa Patra, time. Well, 500 years ago, women were so attached to their husbands, they jump into fire. Live alive. Husband's already dead. You know, you don't feel any pain when you're dead. That's a good news. But so then they had so much attraction and love they jumped in voluntarily. So you can't tell, well, they did that, so women should do that now. No way. Anyone who tells them to do that, they'll throw him in the fire. The husband's burning up, and some guy says, you should show me the fire, like, you know, like Madhuri or whoever, different famous personalities in Mahabharata, jumped in the fire for the husband. And the wife will throw that guy in the fire. So that's, you have to consider time, place, and person. So the principle is to burn the body to death. Whether the wife jumps in or not, that's her personal choice. There's no shastra that prescribes that. Nowhere in monasteries or anywhere. Became a trend, and so men started to force it on women. You know, the whole thing, you know. Distorted truth, presented as truth. Especially in Kali Yuga, it's very prevalent. Kali Yuga has been going on for 5,000 years. So for 5,000 years, ulterior motivated people have been distorting the truth of Shastra for their own purposes. in the 1500s in Europe, they had witch hunts. They'd kill, they'd call any woman they didn't like a witch and hang her. I had a wife you didn't like. Maybe she was a witch in behavior, but she wasn't a formal witch, you know, by profession. So, witch in behavior, that's what you can do. Yeah, witch had to switch. Just had to ask to it, you know. WHSCA should say, but it's WITHA. No, witch is WITH, I think. That's the thing about English. Other languages of the world, every word has an individual spelling and meaning. Which? Which? Are you seeing by the sea? S-E-A? S-E-E? W-H-I-C-H? Which? Are you seeing by the sea? So you have to switch off your witch. Pick another one. Maybe we better fly better. So to always look for the essence of Shastra. What is the essential truth of Shastra? Tadvasar, the essence of truth. The essence of truth is love. Love of God is the source of all love. So you get connected with the source of love, then we can be representatives of that love in this world and experience that love in this. Love of God is in the spiritual world. We can bring that love of God to this world by surrendering to Bhagavan and offering our love to Him, which He places in our heart. When does Krishna place his love in the heart of a jiva? Right. The question is, when does Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, place his prema, his love, in the heart of a jiva at the time of diksha? Guru Krishna Prasadi Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. Bij means seed. So at the time of union, a man places his seed in a woman, his wife, and later on comes a baby. Baby boy, baby girl. So the seed of bhakti is placed in the heart of diksha, and later on comes the fruit of bhakti, which is prema. First comes the flowers of bhakti, which is bhava and ecstatic symptoms. Then comes the fruit of bhakti, which is prema. More ecstatic symptoms and more experience, direct experience of Krishna through the mind and senses.